All right, Papa. So, can you state your full name for me?
Richard Pearl Easton.
Okay. When and where were you born at?
I was born June 12, 1943, in Huntington, West Virginia.
How many siblings did you grow up with?
Three.
Can you name them?
Linda, Howard Franklin, Carol Sue.
Where were your parents from?
Huntington, West Virginia.
Do you have any, like, vivid memories from your childhood?
Any memories from my childhood?
Yep.
Yep. Well, I got bit by a copperhead snake. That's sort of memorable. Just the boys playing and getting in trouble and did all those kinds of things.
Did you have any, like, childhood friends or anything?
Childhood friends?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a lot of friends.
Do you have any stories of any friends that from your childhood?
Well, I remember one time one of the boys come running out of the woods, and he found a dead man up there in the woods, and he was scared to death.
Like an actual dead body? Really?
Yeah. He thought the guy was passed out, and he walked over and punched him, and he fell over. Half his head was gone.
Really? That's crazy. Did they ever find out, like, how he died and stuff?
I guess just natural causes. I think he leaned up against a tree and died.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me anything about my mom's mom?
Your mom's mom?
Yes.
Well, she was redheaded. Fire engine redheaded and had a temper to go with it. She was a nice lady. And she's a good mother.
Was there any stories about her that I should know about?
Just having babies and working and taking care of them and did all those kind of things.
All right. Well. I'm going to start with, like, more, like, history-related questions now.
Okay.
What are some, like, recollections that you have of World War II?
Well, my dad had a brother that was shot by a sniper, and a bullet went in the one side of his neck and out the other side.
Really? Did you know him? Did you know him personally?
That's about all, you know. I was born in 43 and the war was over in 45, so I didn't remember a whole lot about it.
What can you remember about the civil rights movement?
The civil rights movement?
Yep.
I don't remember a lot, but that was very good. I remember the riots and all that. I had a brother-in-law that was in the Army, and he was down in Little Rock, Arkansas, when they had that big riot down there.
Mm-hmm. About the schools?
Lines of
were most people that you knew, like, pro for civil rights, or did most people?
I didn't understand.
Were the people that you were, like, close with, were they, like, against the civil rights or rights for everyone?
fond of them.
Mm-hmm. What were some of like the worst things that people would do to them? Do you have any like stories of like people that you knew from then that happened to them?
Well, I remember when I was in the Air Force down in Little Rock, Arkansas, that they had white bathrooms and black bathrooms and in the airports and the train stations and all that. The white bathrooms would be clean and the black ones would be dirty as they could be. Black people wasn't treated too well back then. I had some black friends in the Air Force, so.
What are, do you have any stories of the Air Force?
I had a lot of stories in the Air Force. I was stationed in Iceland for a year. Just a lot of things went on. Got drunk a lot. got a lot of fights. Stuff like that.
You weren't in the Air Force during a war or anything, were you?
No. I was in the Air Force from 1961 through March of 65. And I got out of the Air Force just a little bit before Vietnam was starting. Starting to send troops over there. If I re-enlisted, they wanted me to go to Vietnam as an advisor, but I didn't want to go.
All right, this will be a fun one. What is your opinion or comparison of Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton as presidents?
Well, one of them was the greatest and one of them was the saddest. You pick them out.
I believe Ronald Reagan, probably the best.
Ronald Reagan, I think, was a great president. Bill Clinton, I think, was a terrible president.
What was the worst thing about Bill Clinton whenever he was the president? His scandals and stuff, probably.
He had all kinds of scandals. You know, he started out his presidency with people saying he had murdered somebody in Arkansas. His liberal views of everything. That's really when the liberal view started taking hold and moving.
What did you think of how Reagan dealt with like the Cold War and stuff?
I think he did well. I think he said what he meant and he meant what he said. And then he dealt with it head on and he's very successful.
Do you have anything that you remember about the Vietnam War?
About Vietnam?
Yeah.
I know I had a friend that went in. He was getting drafted, and he was a conscientious objector because he was a preacher, and he didn't want to kill anybody. And he went in as a medic. And he was going to help a fallen soldier. And somebody really, really close blew his head off.
Really? That's crazy. Yeah. Do you remember anything from, like, in America? Like, riots or anything that happened about the Vietnam War?
You talking about all the riots and all this stuff, protests against the war.
Yeah,
there was a lot of them going on. thing about that war that I never forget. They were, I believe it was in France. They were going to have negotiations, the North Vietnamese and the Americans,
mm-hmm.
and they argued over for about a month. They argued over whether the table would be round or square. The negotiation table.
Do you have any memories of the Cold War? And
well, you know, just what I'd see on the news about the Germans was divided, and the East Germans were communist.
Yeah,
and
I know.
The other were not, and the East communists played that old communist game, soccer.
Do you remember when the Berlin Wall fell?
I can't hear you.
Do you remember when the Berlin Wall fell?
I do.
What was that like? Was that really memorable for you?
Oh, well, it was for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time in history for democracy. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, the Soviet Union started falling apart then also. They're trying to get it put back together, but hopefully it won't happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what the best thing about growing up in your decade was?
Can I tell you about what?
What is the best thing, like, about growing up, like, in your decade? Like, the decade that you grew up? What do you think kids today most need to know about what times were like when you were as a kid?
What do I think what?
What do you think kids today most need to know about what times were like when you were a kid?
Well, I think we all had to work.
Mm-hmm.
We all had to obey the law. You know, if you wanted to work, and make something of yourself or accumulate things, you could do so, and you had the opportunity to do it. And the government didn't have everything just free handouts to you.
I understand, yeah.
You know, when your mom went to school, she worked a job in nice pay. And we paid her away.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to just give it to everybody. And I don't think people will take advantage of it. They'll start school and they'll stop and they'll get money and they won't finish school. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 76. I've never been hungry. I've never had a place at night to sleep. And I've never been alone where nobody cared about me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. And I was free all my life. We prayed in school. God was mentioned in everything and everywhere. And people reverenced him. And it's not that way today.
Okay, here's our last question. What is one piece of advice that you would give young people today?
Find out what you want to do in life and work toward that end, and don't sit around waiting for somebody to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But go out and earn it and enjoy it.
All right. Well, I guess we're done.
Vote Republican.
And what'd you say? Vote Republican.
And vote Republican.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me interview you.
All right, I'll send you a bill. All right. I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Turn this thing off.
I think I can do it.